To the courts in KZN now, where ANC MPL and the former eThekwini mayor, Zandile Gumede, made another court appearance today, along with her 20 other co-accused. We were supposed to be seeing pre-trial matters happening today, possibly a trial date being set as well. We know that all of this, of course, has to do with of course, those charges that emanated from the 320 million rand waste contract that was issued by the eThekwini municipality in 2017 when Gumede was the mayor. And Nkosikona Duma, EWN reporter, joining us now. So Nkosikona, what happened in court today? Did things go as planned?
Well, Mindy, today's court proceedings were very brief, but things did not go as planned because, as you correctly indicated, the pre-trial proceedings were expected to commence today. Well, that didn't happen. Instead, the pre-trial proceedings were postponed to the 30th of November. And this, of course, comes after the defense of Zandile Gumede and the 21 of her co-accused indicated that they will be requesting a request for additional particulars, and the process is expected to take about 6 weeks. The state as well would also have to take about 3 months to respond to that. So in the interim, that is what has happened. So we expect that in the interim, the defense will be filing its request for additional particulars, and the state will respond. But another important detail that perhaps came out of today was that we got a clear indication of when the trial will actually start in this matter. And of course, they say that the wheels of justice turn slow. Well, Zandile Gumede is expected to stand for trial in this matter on the 18th of July next year. So quite a long road ahead, Mindy.
Gosh, that's a long delay of a year until that trial date, Nkosikona.
Yes, indeed. And this, of course, affects her chances, you know, of emerging as the ANC's eThekwini regional chairperson. We know that the ANC has a step-aside policy that is currently implementing, and that means that people who are implicated in charges like the one that she's facing, corruption, serious charges, their chances of being elected into public office are slim. In fact, they're asked to step aside if they already are in public office, as she is now. She's currently stepped aside. She is an MPL, but she's been asked to have lesser responsibilities in the KZN legislature and actually step aside from being active in party politics. But Mindy, maybe I should add this, her supporters outside here in the Durban High Court, they've actually gathered. I mean, I think there's over 100 people that are gathered here. They say that despite the challenges she's facing, she's still the front runner to be elected as the ANC's eThekwini regional chairperson.
Interesting. Nkosikona Duma, EWN reporter, thank you for that update on that court appearance today, excuse me, with Zandile Gumede.